I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today, a dude named Andrew is on the phone for a second date update, although he hasn't even been on a date with the person he wants to call.
What?
So I don't even know what this segment should be called right now. First date update, or I want to ask somebody out. Help me. I don't know. Andrew, what's up? How are you, man?
Yeah, I guess you're, kind of right. You know, it was like a ketchup, but let me kind of get,
you're all over the place right now.
Yeah, he's excited.
I'm a little flustered, but I'm looking forward to seeing if we can get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell it then? How did you meet the girl you want to call today? What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Madison.
Okay.
We went to college together, and I had a crush on her in college.
Okay.
Oh.
And have you guys stayed friends since college, or was it?
Yeah, a little bit. We kind of reconnected after college. After about 4 years, I went overseas to study and get my master's and teach a little bit.
Fancy.
So 4 years coming back after that, I shot her a text.
Awesome.
And I was like, hey, what are you up to? You want to grab some coffee?
Wow.
Okay.
Timing's everything in this world, man.
Like super casually, and I know I probably should have been like, hey, I liked you, whatever. I don't even know. I didn't set the precedent. I didn't like say anything.
Okay, so you guys back in the day, you didn't have a romantic relationship. You guys were just...
No, we were just friends.
Okay, so when you texted her for coffee, she probably was just thinking, just catching up with an old friend.
Yeah, you've been gone for 4 years.
I don't know what she was thinking. I mean, I was thinking like, you know, hey, I mean, this person is really cute. I think maybe I could catch up with them. I don't know. I was kind of leaving it open.
I think that's perfect, though. Like, there's no pressure on it, and you can still be friends. Totally. If something doesn't work out, it's not a date, but
right,
you know, it has the potential to spark something. Did it?
For me, it definitely did, but I don't know about for her. She's not calling me back.
Okay. Okay.
So did you guys meet up for coffee? You did have a...
We did.
Okay.
She said yes, which is awesome, and we met up for coffee. We caught up, told us about, like, what we were doing. And then, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes into it, we started reminiscing about college.
Yeah. Was there any awkward times? Because sometimes when you meet up with old friends, you're like, oh, this is why we kind of don't talk anymore.
No, not at all. It was really smooth and really fun and just vibrant, you know, vibrant conversation.
Vibrant. Good. That's vibrant. A good word.
I know. Yeah. It was good. It was really, really great. It was quick. It was maybe about 45 minutes. It wasn't like a date, you know, but like at the end of our, you know, hangout date thing, I was like, I would love to hang out again, you know?
Oh, come on. That was your chance to say, I'd love to take you out to dinner. Like, then you know it's a date. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I don't know. I chickened out again.
Okay. So did she take that other offer to hang out as a date, or was she thinking just friends still? Do you know?
I don't know. There was like a pregnant pause, and I was like, that's her moment.
Yeah.
And so then what she said to me was so perplexing. She said, I don't know my schedule yet.
Oh,
that is
that's bad.
Yeah, that's not
ouch.
A very good
most
answer.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. So, like, I really wanted to tell her, can you check your phone and look really quickly?
She demanded right there. Check your schedule.
Right there.
If you don't know it, let me know right now.
Look your calendar.
Yeah. I mean, you have your phone.
Well, okay, but on the other side, like, so it could be something where she's blowing you off, or it could be like, oh, let's schedule something right now. I got to figure out what my calendar is. Like, maybe that's what she meant.
I mean, that'd be great if she answered me, but she didn't. She didn't text me, and the weekend passed, and there you go.
Did you text her?
Yeah, I mean, I tried to text her, but she didn't text me back. So okay. I don't know what's going on, guys.
Okay, yeah, neither do we. I don't even think she knows what's going on.
Yeah, this is...
Okay, so we're going to call her and then ask her if she'll go out on an actual date with you.
I mean, yeah, I just want to kind of see what she is thinking, you know, like, did I do something wrong? I don't know. Maybe I didn't pay for her coffee. Maybe she thought that was an offensive thing. I don't know. Like, there's so many things that are kind of going through my head. I just wanted to kind of see what's going through hers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll attempt to answer that question. We'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update. Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.